This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The unidentified flying object shot down over Lake Huron was first detected over Montana. President Joe Biden on Sunday ordered the object shot down with a missile by U.S. fighter jets on Sunday. The object was tracked over Montana and monitored by the government beginning the night before. The downing came after earlier objects over Alaska and Canada were shot out of the sky because they were flying at altitudes that posed a threat to commercial aircraft. It's extraordinary that four objects were shot out of the sky by U.S. fighter jets in 8 days. Pentagon officials have said they don't know when the last shootdown of an unknown or unauthorized object over U.S. territory occurred. The latest object brought down was first detected on Saturday evening over northern Montana, and airspace over Havre was closed briefly to support Department of Defense activities, but the object was initially thought to be an anomaly. Radar picked it up again Sunday, hovering over the Upper Peninsula of Michigan as it was going over Lake Huron. An elections official in New Mexico abused the power of her office and broke the law in the run-up to the 2022 elections, a state agency alleged in court this week, claiming that the official deleted and mishandled midterm ballots, sought, obtained, and discussed drugs, and even deployed a taser near a coworker. Yvonne Otero, a Republican elected as Torrance County Clerk in 2020 in New Mexico, violated election procedures around certifying election machines, alluded to having sex and doing cocaine during work hours, and threatened employees before she eventually just stopped doing her job in the fall before the election. Otero pre-signed ballot tabulator certification forms before the equipment was tested and certified so that she could go on vacation. She signed election certification forms in advance of the election or ballot counting. She deleted or ignored emailed ballots from overseas. Military and overseas voters can cast absentee ballots electronically. She gave an election staff member's computer to her brother. The rest of the allegations against Otero range from the misuse of government resources to the bizarre and inappropriate. Otero was observed intimately touching a member of the public at work before going into her private office with the individual. Otero discharged a taser near an employee in the county clerk's office in what she claimed was a joke to startle a sleeping coworker and now acknowledges that the joke was in poor taste. The extraordinary allegations were made by the New Mexico State Ethics Commission, an independent state agency that enforces governmental conduct and anti-corruption laws. Torrance County commissioners first sought to oust Otero in October and recently hired a new county clerk after voting to remove Otero for abandoning her post. The county requested the Ethics Commission investigate the matter. Torrance, New Mexico is a small rural county east of Albuquerque that has been a hotbed of false voter fraud claims. The county commissioners faced significant backlash for certifying the June primary election results, and they later authorized an independent recount of the county's paper ballots. New Zealand police found 3.5 tons of cocaine floating in a remote part of the Pacific Ocean after it was dropped there by an international drug smuggling syndicate. While they had yet to make any arrests, police said they had dealt a financial blow to everyone from the South American producers of the drugs through to the distributors in what was the nation's largest ever drug seizure. New Zealand Police Commissioner Andrew Koster said the cocaine had been dropped at a floating transit point in 81 bales before it was intercepted by a Navy ship, which was deployed to the area last week. The ship then made the 6-day trip back to New Zealand, where the drugs were being documented and destroyed. The wholesale value of the 3.5 tons of cocaine was about 500 million New Zealand dollars. That's $316 million in U.S. currency, and was likely destined for Australia. Police Commissioner Koster said, "We believe there was enough cocaine to service the Australian market for about 1 year, and this would be more than New Zealand would use in 30 years. He said police, customs, and the military found the drugs after launching Operation Hydros in December in collaboration with international partner agencies to identify and monitor the movements of suspicious vessels. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.